This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at My Pillow. You buy a pillow yesterday? Buy a book, Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? You get that free $25 gift card. How about that deal? That's why it pays to listen, ladies and gentlemen, right here on What's on Your Mind. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. After you click on the Radio Listener Specials link, you'll find all the great deals right there. Or you can just call them at 800-506-9028 on What's on Your Mind. Email from a listener says, great thoughts on the silver lining about the cancellations. Because of this, I've had a chance to reconnect with some friends, strengthen my prayer life, even point out to some friends how hypocritical the Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders of the world are. If Gavin Newsom can be honest about the administration's hard work, why can't they?
Exactly.
No, it's all fear and lies. Finally, I'm also upset about the end of the Sioux season, but since they are number one in pairwise, I say hoist the banner. We're the champs.
Yeah, I've got Thanks one more cancellation, by the way.
What's that?
Dakota Square Mall in Minot has canceled the Easter Bunny photos.
You can't have a
bunny could get coronavirus, but all right.
You can't have a mall and not have an Easter bunny photo session. It's no longer a mall.
This better be over with before Christmas, because Santa, I mean, come on.
Right. Then we're going to draw the line at Santa. All right, folks, Senator Kevin Cramer's here for our weekly talk radio town hall, and your calls, questions, and comments are welcome on anything and everything. Such a slow news week, I don't know if you'll be able to think of anything to ask, but just give it your best shot. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or text us at 701-367-2054. For me and for Todd, 701-226-8503. Senator Cramer, welcome back for another Talk Radio Town Hall.
Look, I do want to remind Todd, however, that Santa, I believe, is in the high-risk category. I don't think he has any pre-existing conditions, but he's likely over 70.
But the bunny can't get it. I mean, come on.
I wouldn't think
the
so.
Bunny?
I think that would be a different strain.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and by the way, I'm sure you've heard vets do have an inoculation, an immunity for critters.
It seems like as long as the Easter bunnies had the rabies shot, we should be good.
In fact, I had a call from a rancher over the weekend. This would have been like 2 weeks ago, I think. And he said, hey, I listened to your show. Sorry to bug you on the weekend, but I just wanted to let you know that there is a coronavirus vaccine. We used it on cattle. And so I texted to Kevin thinking I have this bombshell piece of information. And he quickly tells me, no, there's like 60 strains of coronavirus, and this is just a different strain. Yeah, whatever the number was, yeah.
There's more than one anyway. This is the Wuhan coronavirus. It used to be called that. I guess that's not allowed anymore. But, it is a different, differently than other viruses, as we are learning. But there's still a lot to learn, right? So that's why there's such an abundance of caution. I think, my sense is that the greatest fear comes from what we don't know rather than what we do know.
So just describe the week, and sort of what your thoughts are. And I imagine you're getting briefings we aren't, and what you know about this, and what that's led you to think. Let's start with that.
Yeah, it's sort of interesting, Scott, because while I have had briefings and have, heard from a lot of people that are right on the front line or maybe at the highest level, I don't know that I know a lot more than you know, frankly, because one thing about it, it's a issue that is evolving, or at least knowledge of the issue is evolving. They get the information out quite quickly. The most important thing we hear from everybody is the same thing you hear from everybody, and that is, take care of yourself. Do the fundamental things that that the CDC and your physician recommend to stay healthy and a little social distancing might be appropriate. Maybe even actually not attending events with a lot of people is okay. It may not be necessary for you or for me or for people at a certain age, for society at large. One thing I will tell you that I think people realize, and that is, while we hate the panic, and I certainly do, there is value in sort of flattening the curve, as some people call it, the spread of the disease, and not having a lot of events, and not flying, and not a lot of contact, and certainly, by the way, the bold, fast, unprecedented action that the president took when he put the China travel ban on is a good way to prevent. That was a very significant move he made early on, and only he would have had the guts to do it, even while he was being ridiculed and now criticized for it by the same people saying he isn't doing enough. There are things you can do, and it is without question an abundance of caution, and it may even appear extreme, but when you look at risk-reward, I guess you think, what's the worst that could happen if you do continue the fighting hockey season, or what's the worst-case scenario if you don't? I think everybody's sort of erring on the side of the cautious, but even when it may seem unnecessary.
Do we, testing is the new craze, right? We have some clips we're going to play you today from Joe Biden, who spent yesterday suggesting this was all the president's fault. And, one thing keeps coming up is testing. I mean, is that an example of a CDC screw-up, a government screw-up? Is that if we look back at the swine flu in 2009 and Obama, we'd see the same thing or what?
Well, yeah, I think you would see some cases. To this point, there's some legitimate, I think, criticism of the CDC, or at least disappointment. And I think the CDC themselves would tell you they're disappointed that when they sequence, the chemistry makeup, the biological makeup, if you will, of the disease, of the virus itself, and put together a test, that they didn't work as seamlessly or as well as they had hoped they would or as they wished they would. They seem to have corrected that along with, of course, the private sector. But to this point, really, there have been enough tests for people who need them or hospitals and states that have asked for them. But they're not out there for if everybody just wants to go take a just-in-case test, for example. If all of a sudden everybody ran to a testing facility or their doctor and got a swab, then there probably aren't enough. But if people are carrying the symptoms and they're symptomatic, then they may. And then so far there have been enough tests, and now they're certainly putting them out evidently in mass and millions. But I think that's been a legitimate disappointment and shortcoming. I would say this, though, Scott, gosh, and I'm sure your callers and listeners have had a lot of discussions about this, but it certainly is the worst example or best example, depending on how you want to put it, yet of why we should not be so dependent on not just China, but other global supplies for things that, that can protect us. And our vulnerability is being played out right in front of our eyes. And that goes right back to Donald Trump's America First agenda. We need to make sure that we have stockpiles of things that we don't make, and that we probably should be manufacturing more things than what we do, rather than relying on other places to manufacture, whether it's drugs or medicines or component parts of things, technology. So we're learning a lot through this crisis, if you will.
Dwayne Towner for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Yes, Kevin.
Hi, Dwayne.
Myers. And I'm just calling about when you go off disability, you turn 67, they put you on Social Security, and then they start charging you for your college, fees and stuff that you were, when you're permanently disabled, they so you don't have to repay, you know.
And yes.
Then they start charging you again when you go off the disability, even though they know that I was disabled for 16 years. And
right.
Even the U.S. Treasury, who were paying me for 16 years,
right.
Sent them, Emily sent them stuff. We can't get them to stop. And in the meantime, I can't afford to go down to my doctor in Bismarck. And if you don't go, they have a log where you are automatically, they won't give you pills anymore if you don't see your doctor every so often.
So, I think,
you want to hang on, Dwayne, we'll get Senator Kramer to answer the question on the other side of the break because the music tells us
it's time
for that. So hang on, and more after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour. Senator Kevin Kramer's here. The Talk Radio Town Hall is on What's on Your Mind. If you have a question or a comment on anything, doesn't have to be on the coronavirus or anything else, whatever you have a question for Senator Kramer, that's why he's here, Talk Radio Town Hall, to find out what's on your mind. So You call us at 701-258-0550, or you can text Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. So did you get enough from Duane and Towner to be able to answer this question?
I think so. First of all, I want to state up front, Duane made the call, so and he can talk about it a lot more than I can. But Duane, I believe our office is working with you, directly on your situation and on your case. But my understanding of it, as best I can recall in the general policy is, and what you're talking about is when you went from being just on Social Security disability to being on Social Security, what they call old age or just retirement, both benefits it's not like you aggregate the two benefits. And so consequently, it's almost like you get punished for going on Social Security at your age, when you're age eligible. So beyond that, I do know we're looking into it. I do know that we're working with you, and I wish I had a better answer for you. I think it's worthwhile, however, from a policy standpoint, looking into whether or not that even makes some sense, or whether there's just sort of a perverse set of circumstances, which, by the way, the federal government has all over the place. We hear it's got a lot, don't we, from veterans who are, have a partial disability or a total disability, plus they get VA benefits, but somehow they don't let them have both. And we've worked through a lot of those things, made some progress a little bit at a time, but it still gets back to a couple of things. One is having enough money to do it all, but secondly, how to balance it all.
Appreciate the call, Duane, and wish you luck. Thank you so much. Texter says Senator Cramer just made a good point about being dependent on imports. We better stop Brazilian beef imports if foot and mouth disease gets into our cattle herds here in the U.S. Millions of cattle will have to be destroyed.
Well, it would be so devastating. As you know, I think we talked about this maybe a week ago or two. A group of us, mainly Western senators, but although not all Western, some people like from other cattle producing states that aren't necessarily in the West. But the Brazilians, a number of years ago, we put a ban on, I say we, the United States banned Brazilian beef because of disease and because some of their facilities and their handling and stuff were way out of our standards, way below our standards. And appropriately, we put that ban on. Since that time, they've sort of cleaned up their act, I guess, or maybe they have considerably, and they've asked for relief. And recently, APHIS, an agency within the USDA, announced that their intention to perhaps allow Brazilian beef back. A whole bunch of us have gotten after the USDA and asked them to not do that. Scotty, and we have to admit, I mean, some of this is exacerbated further by the fact that our cattlemen are hurting, that the price for cattle is very low. Our trade deals, while they've been good trade deals, haven't been as implemented as well as we'd like because, of course, we're having this other global crisis. And I think the emailer makes a really good point at a really good time in the context of this, this vulnerability that we're experiencing. Because really, let's remember, one of the reasons that the United States has a safety net program for farmers, for food producers, is because we can. And what country wouldn't want to protect its own safe, reliable, inexpensive, I might add, supply of food? And this is why, while global markets are great, we want to have trade deals where we can sell products and buy stuff that we need. We also want to protect certain industries, and probably chief among them would be the food production industry.
Presidential candidate, former Vice President Joe Biden yesterday gave an address, about 18 minutes long, the vast majority of it critical of President Trump. Because the national media refuses to do this, we consider it a public service to fact check it a little bit, and I want to play you a clip, give you a chance to respond. That's where we push play. Push the button. Push, 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 play. Yeah.
It doesn't want to play for me.
Is that right?
Like much so.
I mean, hey, I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on with my...
Well, you fix it, and I'll talk to our next caller. Kenny, south of Mandan. We'll come back with the VP here. Go ahead, Kenny. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning, Senator Kramer.
Good morning, Kenny.
I just wanted to thank you. Yep, good morning. I just wanted to thank you and Senator Hovind for signing on a letter expressing your concerns with Brazilian beef. I just wanted to let you know to put on your radar... Funny Purdue now, Secretary of Ag, is entertaining opening imports from Paraguay. Now, Paraguay is of course in South America. JBS and Marfrig, them are two packers that are in the U.S., but of course they're in Brazil and Paraguay. If they have problems in Brazil, there's no doubt they're going to have problems in Paraguay. And I just wanted to put another point out there is, you know, it's always like we need to give access to gain access. Well, if you just look at the currency between the U.S. dollar and Paraguay's currency, we're not going to ship anything there. It's going to be one-sided trade.
By the way, I saw John Tester giving it to Sonny Perdue a little bit about some of the issues in beef. He seemed genuinely engaged in it and mad and frustrated and wanting to do more as well. This seems to be a topic that is rising up on the radar of the agencies, I guess, right, Senator?
Well, there's no question, and Secretary Perdue has been obviously really good for farmers, for the most part, farmers and ranchers. But when it comes to the trade front, and Kenny stated the challenge. I mean, to have access, you have to allow access. But currency has to be part of any discussion when it comes to trade or you know reciprocal business. Because you're not dealing with a level playing field when a country's currency is you know very different than your own or worth much more in the global marketplace or has a higher value compared to yours or less value compared to yours. Obviously, the strength of the dollar matters in a global situation, and that has to be part of the formula. I'm not as familiar with the Paraguay situation, so I'll be looking into it right after this. But Kenny makes another important point. When you're talking about particularly critters. I mean, you're talking about live animals that, or even their carcasses as they go between countries. If you have one country and you not everything's just bilateral. There's a chain of things when you have multiple countries. This is why multilateral trade is so complicated. Because when you have multilateral, you have an entire chain that exists, and it's. The chain's only as strong as the weakest link.
Kenny, hang on. We'll finish the answer on the other side. We'll finish on the other side of the break with Senator Kramer. Don't go away. There is breaking news out that President Trump plans to declare a national emergency over the coronavirus outbreak this afternoon in a press conference invoking the Stafford Act to open up the door to more federal aid for states and municipalities. We'll see if that comes through. The other national emergency just announced Starbucks may be closing, open only in drive-thru.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount. Or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been quite a week for Americans who've learned that almost nothing in their daily lives is not being impacted by the coronavirus outbreak. There are over 1,700 cases of it in the United States. Over 40 people have died of it. New Rochelle, New York, north of New York City, has the highest cluster of cases in the nation. And this morning, a drive-through mobile coronavirus testing facility is open there. This man was one of the first to show up.
Everybody's so afraid and paranoid. Like, my own family in Portis is paranoid that I may have the coronavirus, and it's so frustrating because I'm not sick.
A Philadelphia police officer has been shot and killed in the line of duty this morning. The officer shot while attempting to serve a warrant at a home. The police commissioner has identified the 46-year-old cop as a member of the city's SWAT team. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. For your free author submission kit.
The University of Mary is a great place to reboot your career. Let me say, hey, where am I going to go? Take the first steps towards a fresh start this spring and enroll in an undergraduate, graduate, or certificate program at the University of Mary. Affordable choice, too, at the University of Mary to enhance your skills and advance your career. Mary values your prior education and life experiences. You can learn how your past experience can count for credit. Classes available online and in the evening, allowing you to choose the best way possible to learn while still working and fulfilling your other responsibilities. Classes start May 4th. Find out more by calling 701-355-8030. 701-355-8030 or online, umary.edu. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer. You got an answer for Kenny? Anything else you wanted to do there?
No, I think we've pretty well covered it. You know, Kenny makes a point. He knows more about this than anybody that I know. So that's why I appreciate him calling the show and staying in contact with us. But my only point, again, is being that it's one more example of a supply chain, or for that matter, a multilateral trade chain, is still only as strong as its weakest link. And so we'll be looking into the Paraguay situation.
Appreciate the call, Kenny. Thank you. Okay, here's that, just a couple of clips from former Vice President Joe Biden on President Trump's response to coronavirus.
The threat it poses our health, our loved ones, our families, our livelihoods. You know, I know people are worried. My thoughts are with those who are directly fighting this virus. Those infected, families that have suffered a loss, first responders and healthcare providers who are putting themselves on the line as I speak for others. I'd like to thank those who are already making sacrifices to protect us, whether that's self-quarantine themselves or canceling events or closing campuses. Because whether or not you're affected or know someone who is infected or have been in contact with an infected person, this is going to require a national response, not just from our elected leaders or our public health officials, but from all of us. We must, all of us, follow the guidelines of the health officials and take appropriate protections to protect ourselves and critically, to protect others, especially those who are most at risk for this disease. It's going to mean making some radical changes in our personal behaviors. More frequent and more thorough hand washing, staying home from work if you're ill, but also altering the deeply ingrained habits in our country like handshakes and hugs. Avoiding large public gatherings. That's why earlier this week, on the recommendation of officials, My campaign canceled election night rallies that we had planned to hold in Cleveland, Ohio.
Nobody was showing up.
We're also reimagining the format for large crowd events we had planned in Chicago and Miami in the coming days. Downplaying it, being overly dismissive, or spreading misinformation is only going to hurt us and further advantage the spread of the disease. But neither should we panic or fall back on xenophobia. Labeling COVID-19 a foreign virus does not displace accountability for the misjudgments that have been taken thus far by the Trump administration. Let me be crystal clear. The coronavirus does not have a political affiliation. It will infect Republicans, Independents, and Democrats alike. It will not discriminate based on national origin, race, gender, or zip code. It will touch people in positions of power, as well as the most vulnerable in our society. And it will not stop. Banning all travel from Europe or any other part of the world may slow it, but as we've seen, it will not stop it. And travel restrictions based on favoritism and politics rather than risk will be counterproductive.
Okay, there's one example of something, and there were many. We didn't hear all of them there, but, you know, is this favoritism that he's doing travel bans on? You know, this political basis that he's making? You know, I've not heard anybody say that other than, you know, Joe Biden and people that don't like the president, but is there any evidence for that?
Well, it's so bizarre to me. It's so bizarre to me that somebody can even talk this stupid and be a serious candidate for president. On the other hand, maybe he's not a serious candidate for president. I had not heard any of this, although I will tell you, I did nod off a couple of times, so I might have missed a couple of things. It is so ridiculous. Scott, it is not Donald Trump's fault that this virus began in Wuhan, China. It's not his fault, but it is a fact. There's a reason things are called certain things, and it is a foreign to the United States. It's sort of like the travel bans or the bans on people from certain countries. Right away, Democrats accuse the president of being xenophobic or anti-Muslim because ignoring the fact that their countries were terrorists. Come from. This is, you know, travel because the leadership in the European Union wasn't as bold and fast to act as Donald Trump was, our president was, they have a bigger problem than we have. So he puts another additional travel ban based on where they have the problems in trying to protect. His first priority is protecting American citizens. Now, wouldn't it be interesting if Joe Biden was the president of the United States and a plane load of people were coming from the Wuhan district or air region of our state of China, and he'd go, gee, we probably shouldn't let them in because they could spread a virus, but gosh, that would be racist, so I can't do that? Really? He thinks that would be a response? He's saying, in my view. But this is exactly why he can't be president of the United States. And Scott, it's interesting. A lot of people ask me, and there's a lot of talk about implications of what's going on. And they see it as sort of bad for Donald Trump, dire for Donald Trump. My gosh, if we have, you know, if this continues, this is going to be bad for Donald Trump. To which I say exactly the opposite. This is highlighting why we can't have a Medicare for all health, to dumb down our healthcare system to mediocrity. It shows why we need a more America first policies. It shows why we need to protect our borders. It shows why we need to be much more diligent about travel and to be less like other places. All the while, Democrats are arguing for wide open borders. All the while, they're arguing for socialized medicine. And by the way, how about capitalism? Thank goodness that the fundamentals of the American economy are stronger than they were. Thank goodness. An economy, a business and worker economy that has provided lots of liquidity for businesses that even in this big market crash are still in better shape than they would have been had he not been president. So to me, it's the perfect time. The leadership of a bold, strong, leader that puts America first. I didn't mean to give a political speech, but
no, I mean, it's well said. It's kind of what I was looking for, because I was so outraged that that's happening in the middle of it, where, you know, the standards are just completely different for one political persuasion versus another.
The press, this coverage of this stuff is so irresponsible. But I long ago gave up being angry about it. I've dismissed them, and I've just sort of been amused by their dwindling influence in American culture.
One other Biden thing I'd like you to respond to, just a quick comment. What do you say about this?
Protecting the health and safety of the American people is the most important job of any president. And unfortunately, this virus laid bare the severe shortcomings of the current administration. Public fears are being compounded by a pervasive lack of trust in this president, fueled by adversarial relationships with the truth that he continues to have.
I mean, that's a blistering indictment on the Trump administration without any basis in fact, by the way. It's just like say it and hope it happens, I guess. I don't know why.
But see, here's it's very interesting. He said, right there, you're right. He said nothing. He said nothing other than opining based on not a single piece of data, not a single fact, not a single reference to an event or a moment or a decision, not just opining out loud in dramatic form, which is exactly what Adam Schiff did during the impeachment trial. Remember when the Democrats were impeaching the president, when he was putting travel bans on Chinese travel to the United States, and he was making the first moves and taking the first actions to prevent this virus from getting worse? They were doing exactly what Joe Biden's doing right now, flapping their gums with outlandish demagoguery and accusing him of all kinds of things without accusing him of anything specific and trying to impeach him. And that's what they do. That's their style of leadership. It's why they're not going to win this next election either.
Dave and Moorhead, question for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, Senator. Hey, I was just kind of curious. I'm heading up to Canada next week, and I was wondering what you think the president will close the border up there or not.
Whether the president will close the border coming back in from Canada, I don't have any idea. I've not heard anything like that.
Okay.
So I really don't know. Are you not going to a big event at a stadium or something?
No, just Canada's
dealing with it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well. In my mind, you know, that's social distancing. That sounds like pretty good way to stay away from the problem.
I don't know anything about the That's all
the question about the border.
Senator.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Frank on the road for Senator Cramer. Go ahead, Frank.
Well, first of all, I hope that guy going up there to toilet paper, they're having a run up there too in Canada.
Yeah, you have no
toilet paper in Canada? I'm thinking they must make a lot of toilet paper in Canada because they have a lot of forests and their timber industry is not quite as discriminated against as ours is.
Secondly, I'm still not getting a PLC or ARC payment. Can't even sign up because I don't have any base acres. We passed the farm bill. Nothing. I have young neighbors, and they can't get it either because they've taken it over from grandpa and they didn't keep the base acres.
Participate. Yeah, right.
You want to see information
we'll get some of that offline. We'll follow up on that and see what, if anything, is new. It's more likely a policy decision.
Hang on a sec, Frank. What we'll do is get your information and get that with Kevin's staff. A couple of things that have happened just in the last few moments here. One's the breaking news that Ohio now estimates they have 100,000 cases of the coronavirus. That seems like a crazy spike. I'm not sure where it, but they have also announced that schools will close for 3 weeks there. And also, the president of Brazil has tested positive for coronavirus, and he was with President Trump at Mar-a-Lago this past weekend. So now we know of two people that have interacted with President Trump that had, I guess, exposure to coronavirus. He actually has it. I don't know what that means for President Trump, but it is another piece of information just out moments ago. More with Senator Kevin Cramer when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway luxury tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Attention mineral owners, you have to check out Mineral Tracker. It is an online tool that will help you manage your assets. Many mineral owners want to manage their own interests, but it can be daunting. Mineral Tracker makes it easy. Use our self-audit tool to make sure that you're being paid correctly every month. Plus, you can see what your future income projections look like. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account. It's free. Or call the Mineral Tracker guys at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming March 2020 auctions include exceptional crop and pasture land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: Emmons, Stark, Dunn, Morton, Grand Forks, Rolette, Barnes, Adams, Slope, and Stutzman counties, and 1,700 acres in Marshall County, Minnesota, and 1,800 acres in Kitson County, Minnesota. View all of these land auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Pipers.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. Still a handful of 2019s. A very small, tiny handful, but they are there, so you can get some fantastic deals. Check out yours at Schwann Buick GMC.com.
As of, when this show started in the United States, there have been 41 deaths, a total of 1,762 cases in the U.S. That is up from about 65 yesterday. 29 states have declared a state of emergency now, and obviously the nation may have a state of emergency if we're hearing correctly on President Trump's address this afternoon. In North Dakota, one case, Ward County, 10 people are being monitored, 41 have been tested, 31 negative. And in Minnesota, 9 people have tested positive, no deaths, 316 people have been tested. Question we get a lot about is, how many cases where people have gotten better? 136,000 cases worldwide right now, 4,990 deaths, and 70,000 people have had it and recovered. Now, that's a huge number. Over half of the people that have it have gotten better. In China, where it originated, there were 3,177 deaths so far. That's up from 8 yesterday. Italy, obviously, there are now more than 1,000 deaths, so it's taken over there. So I go back and look at the Ohio thing we had in breaking news, Senator Kramer, before the break, and it's Ohio officials estimate 100,000 people in the state have the coronavirus. So they don't know that, but many people are going to have it, not even know they have it. Other people are going to get it, know they have it, and get better. This is where context, I think, is missing in the numbers of all this.
Mortality rates, fatality rates, things like that, is so difficult right now because those numbers you just stated, which still show that the vast majority of people recover from it. That's without knowing who all has it, because probably millions of people have had it, have it, will have it, and they'll never know they have it. Or maybe they have some minor, you know, symptoms and don't know what it is, and they just go home and they get well. But one thing to remember about Italy that I think is really important, Italy has one of the oldest average ages populations in the world. It's quite old. I mean, it's far older than most. They also have a lot of smoking. They have a lot of respiratory issues. There are big differences in, you know, country to country as well. So really the statistical part of it's really hard to extrapolate outside of the context as you're talking about.
I want to ask you in the short time we have left to talk about what you think the best response to all this is. There's a bill that's making its way through the House right now. Nancy Pelosi's busy trying to put more provisions in there for abortions, believe it or not, on a coronavirus bill. So who knows what's going to come out of this, but I know the president has the Secretary of Treasury in there negotiating. What do you expect to come out of the House, and what will you support in the way of a coronavirus bill?
Yeah, well, whatever gets negotiated in the House, remember that Stephen Mnuchin, Secretary Mnuchin's negotiating on the part of the White House, the president, with the Speaker of the House. Whatever comes out of there, it's probably going to be a little more liberal than the Senate will like. However, there's a lot of faith being put into the Secretary Mnuchin. We'll have to see from a policy standpoint what it looks like. I Scotty, I'm just going to predict that we're going to spend a lot of money. That we're just going to end up spending a lot of money. And people are going to, some people will squawk about it. Others will just say it's the cost of the crisis. But I think the policies that are attached to it are what matter the most. There'll be a lot of stuff targeted at small business and employees of small business. There's no question there's already been, some pretty good movement on freeing up, food stamp programs, school lunch programs, because remembering that when these schools have been shutting down around the country, there are a lot of kids whose best meal, and in some cases maybe their only meals, are what they get at school. And so the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Sonny Perdue have already loosened a lot of those rules to make sure that kids are eating and getting nutrition and whatnot. So there are going to be a lot of things aimed at the employees and the employers of small to medium-sized businesses. And then there's going to be other stimulus. Now, the worst word stimulus gets used a lot. I call more, this is more of a safety net than it is a stimulus. But there will need to be some stimulus in the financial sectors because of the capitalization of the economy. And so we're probably going to see the Federal Reserve cut rates maybe down to zero. They're at about, I think the target rate now is 1 to 1.25. The president, as you know, has been complaining about it for months. I've disagreed with him. I've disagreed with him publicly and very personally. I think that it's moments like this where Jay Powell, the Federal Reserve chairman, is looking wise because he now has at least 1.25% or so wiggle room that allows for an emergency like this to provide some relief to borrowers. They've also put $1.5 trillion the last 3 days or so into the what's called the repo markets. So this is all liquidity. This is what's keeping banks afloat. But I will tell you, Scotty, this gets back again to the vulnerabilities of things like Dodd-Frank, the very famous, very liberal Obama-era banking regulations, which have so tied up the resources of our community banks who are on the front line. So when we talk about things like the Small Business Administration and the president has freed up some more of their lending power for small business, I'm saying, what about our community bankers? What about the local credit unions who are on the front lines of small business? They're the ones that can distribute
liquidity and cash if they could be freed up a little bit. So I think there's an opportunity here to even look at some regulation as part of a quote stimulus package. So we're, you know, people are going to be pretty open-minded, realizing that, you know, that we need to get some money into the system, and that we need to protect vulnerable people, because businesses are going to be disrupted by the breakup of the supply chain, as we were talking about earlier, in this global economy. But at the end of the day, there's also going to be some opportunity for people. So
appreciate that very much, Senator Kramer. Thanks a bunch. Sorry, folks, we didn't get to everybody. We never asked Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, you know, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, you know, create energy independence here, you know, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, you know, in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.